From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. This year, Cuban exiles have begun filing lawsuits against companies that use property taken from their families by the Cuban Revolution. U.S. airlines that fly to Cuba are now in their crosshairs. President Trump activated Title III of the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba this year. It lets exiles sue for trafficking on confiscated property in Cuba. Some have targeted Carnival Cruise Lines, based in Doral, because it uses Cuban ports once owned by exiles but seized by the communist regime in the 1960s. Now, American Airlines is the subject of a Title III suit. Cuban exile Jose Ramon Lopez says his family owned Jose Marti International Airport in Havana before it was taken. American uses Jose Marti, so Lopez is suing American and Chilean airliner LATAM for at least $2 billion. Lopez's lawyer Andres Rivero announced the suit in Coral Gables.
His family's been waiting for justice for 60 years. They had their personal property violently seized, and until now, they had never been able to make a claim for what was done to them.
Rivero emphasized that U.S. and other international airlines may be liable to similar suits.
We have notified all of the airlines we're aware of. They need to stop trafficking in Jose Marti International Airport, or they will very likely face litigation.
In a statement to WLRN, American insisted its travel to Cuba is authorized as lawful by the U.S. government and so is exempt from Title III suits. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. Sam Turkin contributed to this report.